Hi, I'm Dr. Busola Tejimola, the Executive Head of Content and Channels West Africa for MultiChoice. Today on I Said What I Said, we talked about some issues and, you know, solved some dilemmas that a few viewers had. And we discussed the biggest night in TV and film coming up on the 11th of May, 2024. I'm talking about the Africa Magic Viewers' Choice Awards, the AMVCAs. Watch out for the awards nights. On the 11th of May at 7 p.m., the red carpet, don't miss the red carpet. The red carpet goes live on the at 4 p.m. across all Africa Magic channels, and the main event at 7 p.m. across all Africa Magic channels.
Are you into big world?
I actually do want to travel around Nigeria. It's just a trip.
Go to good.
One time I asked a question, the teacher said, is it time for questions? Can't you wait?
This is the podcast for you.
I mean, just a sidebar to Christian. Nobody's getting saved by the fact that you're not getting some.
Act of being an adult, grown-upicity is what we're talking about.
I Said What I Said, the Unsolicited Opinions podcast starts now.
Who was prepared for this?
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, all.
The bounce is what? What is the bounce today?
Bounce is in a great mood because it's half of the bounce's birthday week.
It is. The bounce is also very tired, but that's true. So what are we doing
We're
for
not
your
anything.
Birthday?
We're not
I
doing
know,
anything.
Like, do you know that yesterday? Not yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday that in our group chat, we accosted this young lady about her birthday. What if I tell us that, oh, we don't have a plan?
No,
and let me just say that the rest of us just said, no problem, two people will get there. When we do the plan, if you like, come. If you like, don't
you
come.
You know why you're Yoruba, so you can just put my picture
dear,
there.
I won't even mind. You just come downstairs in the morning and see that people are having a party in your house.
Yeah, but actually, we haven't recorded in a while.
Yeah.
So we have a lot to talk about.
Do we?
Yes.
Last week. I feel like we don't.
Last week, we had a wedding.
Okay, that's true. Oh, shoot. We had a wedding.
We had a big
very
wedding.
Serious. Very serious.
Serious and
wait,
big
what
wedding.
Have we been doing? When was the last time we recorded? We recorded Friday.
Was it Friday?
It was Friday.
Or the Monday. Okay, it was Friday, yes.
Monday and Friday. Okay, so what did we do after that? Friday night, I didn't do much. Moen came to my house. Mm-mm. I wish she's still suing us, mind you, about the not having her on. So I wish her all the best of luck with that. And then Saturday, we had the wedding.
Yeah.
And for once, I was on the groom side. You guys, this is my dream. My dream in life is to be the groom side of... It's a very different experience of a wedding. Mm-hmm. Let me not lie. And I had a blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I was on the groom side and I was not concerned about anything. Nothing concerned me with who's changing, where their clothes. Is she feeling hot? Has she eaten? Is she having fun? Mm. The groom was just a thumbs up. No, I loved it. Let me tell you. To be a groom, man, nothing concerned them apart from wearing sunglasses and pouring whiskey. They don't even have any priorities. It was one. I was looking at the bridesmaids. Some of them were looking busy, hustling. Because people sitting on the groom's table laughing, playing.
Yeah, you guys were having
no
a blast.
Awareness. I looked back. I said, where's the couple? She said, they want to change. I said, no, what? There was no, as in hullabaloo. They didn't announce to all of us that she's going to change, she's going to change. Then everybody's hustling for her, they will help.
No, but then she was actually, because I was on the bride side and Kara is super chill as a bride anyway. So it was kind of like, she would just come and say, oh, I'm going to change. And she just like toddle off. So it wasn't.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. It was such a beautiful wedding.
It was really, really beautiful. It was. I really enjoyed it.
But then I forgot. So recently, a lot of my friends that have been getting married have been starting their events like later in the day. So I forgot how long
the
Nigerian
is.
Wedding day
especially
is.
Especially if you're on the bride side, what time did you guys do makeup?
So we started, we had to get to her by 11 in the morning. Technically,
and
so
her
did
day
you.
Would have started like 8.
Technically, so did you.
But technically, you guys, it's a funny thing. Technically, I also, in spirit, got there at 11.
Sure.
In a theoretical fashion. Mm-hmm. What had happened was I was inside my tailor shop and I met a lovely girl who, in the midst of my frustration, I kept taking a picture of me, which was hilarious because as I was waiting for my clothes, there were two other people waiting for clothes for the same wedding, mind you. We're all sitting down inside there. She now came and then she was looking at her clothes. And what now made me realize that I'm not leaving this place anytime soon was she showed me the picture of what she was waiting for. When you see what they brought out, all of us collectively, I was just there laughing at ourselves because we were like,
oh, surely.
Oh, okay. because what's about to happen means that, because I thought I was waiting for an adjustment to be done. So I thought they would quickly, but by the time I saw what they adjusted on her own, and just a shirt, so just not mouth up. And there's all these Gen Z wears, that's what she went to suit them.
Oh, no.
I want to tell her that, my good sis, as you walked into this place, you saw a different style of boo-boo. He wore Ashwebi. Then you brought net, lace, for her to copy something from Pinterest.
Oh, no.
I said, what a bold
not
claim.
Pinterest.
I said, sis, my good sis. Anyway, I was there, and it took ages. Yeah. And so I was meant to dancing with the groom onto Dobale. Obviously, I was not going to Dobale, but like onto, you know, being there for that. And then I missed it. I watched it virtual. Shout out to Mola for the content anyway. And then I ended up coming to the reception. But I thought it would start later than it did.
No, it started.
And it started on time.
Yeah, it started right on time.
Yeah, it started on time.
And I forgot. So like, there are two things. I was on my period, which I... you can't catch me outside normally. Like, I really try to keep being
in good mood. I don't know why that's so irritating. Because every month... Well, my period doesn't come every month. Shout out to PCOS. Every 2 or 3 months, in my case, that it comes. I'm just like, everything about the outside world is irritating.
So irritating. And then my outfit, it wasn't lined properly. Mm. So, and the fabric that they used was kind of, it had lots of sequins and stuff like that. So it needed to be lined properly. So it ended up being really, really itchy. So I was quite irritable. But the wedding was close enough to my house. So I went home for like a 2-hour break.
Yes, you did. And let me tell you, you introduced to me the look, dipping out in a wedding is a fantastic thing. Because after you left, I now left and I was like, do you know how phenomenal this thing is? just quickly dipped out.
I went home.
And you left at the perfect time because you left when they went to change.
Yes.
So, you know, nothing was...
I went just after they came back from changing. So I caught them in their second outfit. But you know, like there's like a 2-3 hour window where the live band is playing and then the bride and groom, if you are Yoruba, they are dancing and then the MC is just... The parents give the MC
they're
like
just calling
this list,
people names.
And it's like, okay, the bride's mother's friends from secondary school, and then they'll come and spray the couple and dance with them and her mom will be there. Then the groom's mother's friends from secondary school will come. Then these church members will come. Then the dad's friends from this. Then the dad's cousins. Then this family. Then his mother's mother's side of the family. Then his mother's father's side of the family. Like, it was just a thing. Then his colleagues from this and then her friend. So during that time, I was like, I actually need to just go home and take a break. I feel really like icky. I don't like public bathrooms as well. So when you're on your period, it's like times 20.
Yeah.
So like, I need to go home. I need to be in my own space. Like, this dress is really itchy. I touched up my makeup, you know, took off my gele. You know, just had a bit
a great
of,
time.
A great
just
time.
Just
and
like
then I came
out.
Back refreshed and it was time
honestly,
for the after party.
I honestly think it's one of the best moves. So Ibi, who was on the podcast, had girls' night.
Okay.
And so me and Faye were at the wedding and Leo was on the way to the wedding as well. And we were like, how are we going to do this? Because obviously we're staying at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But then you don't want to miss girls' night because like, you know, once in a blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, you know what? Later, as Leo was coming, trying to enter, I greet the couple. We said, Leo, forget that. We're going to enter your car. As you arrive here, we're going to quickly dip out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to change for the after party.
Mm-hmm.
And then we quickly dipped out to the girls' night. And then we, you know, I removed my gele, all these ones. And then we came back. But it was lovely
because we went,
had a drink, nice chat. And we came back right on time. Mm-hmm. As we came back, it was not 10 minutes. They came in, after party, I kicked off. I said, this is a revelation. I said, you know what? I must move to this at all times. Yeah. It's so, especially because I don't know what it is about trad outfits. I think there's only one trad outfit I've had that is comfortable. And I don't know why, because I always aim for that. It never happens.
Yeah, I think they don't believe you. So for instance, like I told my tailor, I was like, you know when people say, oh, I really want to be snatched. I actually don't. Like I want to be comfy. Also because it was going to be like a really long day for me. And I knew. But yeah, we made it work.
No, I was so snatched that like I was struggling to enter the car because... Yeah, I came in a low car and then I was living in a Jeep and I just thought, oh, more to climb this Kenina. And then my fan fell down on the ground. Do you know I had to call somebody's mobile to pick it up from the ground? That's how it was. But I don't know what it is about that. And so when I got there, I just loosened it, like the back of my dress, just, and I was like, when I'm going, we'll deal with tying this thing back. But I could breathe. And I was like, what a concept.
Breathing
in trad. What a concept.
And then our friends came for the after party and that was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the after party. Of which I was on job.
Kemi actually took you very seriously.
Let me tell you, there's some roles that are meant for you in life. And what I realized is that my part of my calling. So, you know, one of the groomsmen came and said, people need to be drinking.
Yes.
I said, you know what?
You're right.
This is an honor.
So he had a thing. So because you missed it, because you weren't at the... So you went for Larry's like groom.
Yeah.
Too. So Afikem is like bachelorette. Legit, the groomsman in question was like, okay, guys, here's the plan. Because technically he's a bridesman or whatever. He was like, so the plan for this wedding is flow, flow, flow. It was so funny. He was like, the drinks have to flow. The mood has to flow. The music must flow. Everything flow. And he made us repeat after him. It was the whole thing. So he actually, like, genuinely, I'd never seen this before. He came to the wedding with his own drink. Like, well, I don't mean his own drink. Like, he came with maybe, like, 5 bottles.
Yeah.
He came with cartons of drinks. And he was like, everybody should have every bride. He's like, so the plan is, like, you should have 1 brown, 1 white. So you either have champagne and whiskey, champagne and tequila. I couldn't believe it. And he was like, you must go around, finish it, and come back to meet him.
Yeah.
When you feel like he wanted to give every bridesmaid and every groomsman. It was a very chaotic. I didn't partake because I was still irritated. But yes,
he was not doing his own. And then, so what actually happened was, he was doing his own. And then there was a cooler at the back where the food was. And that was what the groomsmen were meant to. So the groomsman came to me that these ones are tensioning us. That see, as in the bride side, active. And they've not even touched the, like, quote-unquote official
drink
stash.
It was ridiculous.
I said, listen, it's because you guys don't know what you're doing. Leave it to me. So I said, let's walk back. I saw the waiter. I said, what are you guys doing here? This is not how they have a party. I said, see, it's a very simple concept. Before anybody's drink finishes, you pour another one. Do you know what I mean? I said, don't ask anybody any questions. Once you see that their drink is going down, champagne, just pour it. Don't worry. Just pour it. Just pour it. They said, oh, no. I said, no. You follow me. So I had champagne in one hand. I had whiskey. And I just went around. People are just, oh, my God. Hi, how are you? Have you been kidding? Bring your glass. I just like, oh, yeah, no, I'm drinking. No. You just carry. I said, no, I'm not finishing. You finish it. Don't worry. And you move like that. And
flow,
that's how,
flow,
that's
flow.
How, honestly, the drinks were moving. It was
also
a great time.
Something that was really cool is the bride is a really, really amazing caterer. And all the food at her after party,
it banged.
Was by her company.
No, it was crazy.
It was fantastic. There was Jamaican food.
No,
there
was crazy.
Pasta. There
it was crazy.
It was. I actually was. But then you know what I remember? That she does a festival every year.
Yeah. I said, let me tell you something about
so do you know what?
Fair enough. Wedding. I bloody love it.
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
We had a great
I kept
great
telling
time.
People that you don't get the food at this wedding. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it's so good. And it kept coming out.
Yeah.
I was very happy.
So what's the end? What was supposed to be the end? I went to the back where the food was because I needed to eat something. And I was like, what do you mean this is what is left? Like, there was so much, it was crazy. But we had a fantastic
time. We had a great
time.
It was good.
Fantastic.
And they had fun. And I really like when, like, there's a good vibe. Everybody's actually having a good time. Mm. And it was one of those nights.
Yeah. The bride and groom had a really good time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they danced well. They were very anxious about the fact that, because both of them are not dancers.
But they actually had fun, man.
They had a sweet time. But that was nice. And then what happened? Not much happened during the week, I can't lie to you.
Me neither.
Not much happened during my
I'm
week.
Trying
I was
to
just.
Think about any particular
it was very, very basic.
That I did. But I'm going to say it was just normal. Like, I didn't do anything of notes. Onto just regular hanging out.
Yeah.
People.
Okay, the episode comes out on Wednesday, so I should be announcing the winner of my writing competition today.
Ooh.
Whoop. And I was able to blackmail Mikey into taking pictures.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Do you know one of my favorite things is blackmailing Mikey?
But you know, I'm actually not gassing him because he's my friend. Like, I don't enjoy like the process of I like pictures, but I always forget how stressful shoots
to take
are.
It, yeah.
Mikey literally seen 20 minutes and you're done.
Let me tell
it
you,
is he's crazy. So, he's so good.
Do you know the thing is, so Mikey is my friend, so obviously we're yanning normally. Mm-hmm. So imagine someone that is my friend, my guy. Like imagine you now, if I say, oh, Jara, take a picture of me, you're just going to take the picture. You're not going to start yanning me. Ah, stunning. See now, see fine, babe. And then all of a sudden you're smiling and you're just like,
better about
this
yourself.
Man has has hacked the entire...
He did a great job. No, 20 minutes and we were done.
I was so dreading my birthday shoot, but when I got there, I was like, Mikey, you are good.
No, he's very good. I say you are he's good. Excellent, actually. He's fantastic. So Mikey did that, and then we took it in the Ajoje space. And I was just like, you know what? My friends are actually
that
successful.
Space is stunning.
My friends are successful because Kewa was also getting ready for a dinner that evening that she was hosting. So kitchen was busy and I was like, wow. I was like, so here are you a businesswoman?
Do you know that? Do you know that it's crazy to like sometimes sit back and think, I'm always comforted in the fact that let's say I don't make it, like as a concept. Like let's say I don't blow or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I don't make money. I can't lie. I can't just be collecting money from my friends. If one of them can put me on a sustained allowance, I'll be more it than was, fine because everyone is like...
It was really cool. Also because I've known Fakewa since we were 12, I think, 12, 13. So I just thought it was really, really cool to see her, like what like, she's built and what she's like building.
I need
and the
to find a
has.
Reason to go there. Maybe it was we should really, do a birthday
really,
there.
It was really, really
why
nice.
Did, why did you ignore
it's
that?
It's a no from me because
why
no,
did you
okay,
that part
I,
that
let
I
me
said?
Let me fake like oh you know I've already had this menu.
So we can tell her to do a special menu.
She
for
won't
you.
Do it.
She
she's busy.
I'll phone her. She'll do.
She's busy. Please.
She's around.
She's a newly married woman.
And so what?
She's taking care of her husband. Her and her husband are taking care of each other.
Let
so
me
yeah, what
you.
And then what did I do this weekend? I didn't do much.
I can't lie, I didn't do much.
I didn't do much. I had lunch with Toby of the married Toby. we had lunch and he's the one who actually got me ginger for my birthday because he was like he's not sure he's going to see me next on Saturday. So he asked him to do the whole birthday cake thing, which was very, very cute. So that made me happy and that made me smile, but not enough to like come up with a plan.
Don't worry, I have it.
I have it now
and I'm happy about my plan.
Not enough to come up with a plan.
You'll be available.
Not enough to come up with a plan, but yeah, so that's all I did. Well, that was my Sunday. Saturday, I did not achieve a thing.
Yeah, I can't lie. Saturday
yeah, this weekend has
a
been
blur.
A bit dry. And then John has traveled, so there's nobody for me to disturb.
Yeah, I haven't been
on hand.
Sleeping that much. And so I tried
Why?
To... I don't... Do you know that? Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to sound unruffling because I said this to one of my friends and they were just like... He was like, I feel like sometimes it's very twisted.
Okay, fake me. Oh, gosh.
I keep myself up as a form of like punishment.
Okay, what are you punishing yourself for?
Not accomplishing anything.
Okay, fair. Do you know the thing is, you said that sounds twisted, but it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
100%
Because
makes
it's
sense
just
to
like,
me.
Okay, you didn't do anything today, sleeping for what?
It actually kind of makes
sense. So I'm just like,
it makes sense to
okay,
me.
Okay, sleeping that what?
Because
now?
You know it will pay you.
Yes.
That's the thing, you're sure that this promise will pay you.
And then when I get up in the morning, I'm like, fuck, I'm tired. And he's like, we should probably do something then.
Yeah.
During, so
fair
it
enough.
Sounds super strange, but I promise you.
No, but
you,
it makes sense. Like,
in my mind, it like makes sense because it's just like, do you see how you feel now?
Yeah.
You feel like shit.
So next, do something so
that
you don't do
tomorrow,
this.
So maybe tomorrow.
Fair.
Like, so it's a very silly thing because, you know, and then, you know, so this is different between men and women. I told one of my friends, she came to my house and I told her and she was like, oh, you know, you deserve rest. This one, you know, the babes were always good. Oh, you deserve rest. That it's not something you need to earn. I told the guy, he said, okay, now I feel like don't sleep. he said, if you like, don't sleep, sha. He now said, anyway, if you faint, I want your watch.
Okay, but then that's right. And also,
so
don't faint
that's
with the watch
what he
on.
Said. He was just like,
you can't crack that watch.
If you
so
like,
don't sleep.
Don't sleep. But if anything happens to you, Sha, put me down for the watch. And that was his.
Fair
and
enough.
I was just like, these are two separate. Because then I said, he just said, with everything going on, what you want to do is punish yourself. Onto not sleeping. Like,
no, but
not
it makes
seen,
sense to
it was
me.
Like, you've not seen the state of the economy. You've not
no,
seen
it makes
anything.
Sense to me.
That don't we all deserve it. But I promise you, it's a really odd thing. But I was up, I didn't allow myself to sleep because I was just like...
Why are you sleeping?
I had so many things I was meant to do in the day. Not even like deeply important things. Just like certain... You know, there's life admin that you just have to get out of the way. Like down to even paying our land use charge. I'm so, you know... there were just things I needed to do. I needed to leave the house and run errands. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything.
Fair.
Then I was like, oh shit, Monday is coming, Sunday is here. Mm. Everywhere is closed. This one, that one, that one. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. And it was like, okay, but you were here. And so I didn't sleep. And so it's a twisted... Dickie came downstairs and was like, you didn't sleep. I don't understand. And I was like, why are you annoyed? So this is my theory. And now the problem is that it's happened a couple of times and I don't know how to get out of it because I'm not sure the punishment is effective. Like, I'm tired, but I'm not sure I'm going to stop not doing anything.
Okay. Anyway. But we have dilemmas as usual.
I'm very excited for the state of our dilemmas.
Yeah. So we have one voice note.
We do. We have
that
a
I'm
voice
about
note.
To play. And then we'll move into our other regular yeah. dilemmas. But yes, guys, I'm very excited that you guys have taken on the initiative.
I'm very excited
to start
that
using
we have
the voice
notes.
Yes.
And some of the things are crazy.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let us go.
Hi, guys. Love the show. Love you guys. So on to my dilemma. So at the beginning of the year, I tried to open myself to love. And I did all the awkward things that you guys always say. I did the apps. I did try to meet people physically. I did walking up to people. And I did go on a few dates. And it was nice. Like, we would have, like, we would talk about random things. But my thing is that I struggle when it comes to the whole, like, I struggle with it in the sense that If I can't sense that a guy likes me immediately, I'm just like, what is going on? Are we just friends? And I'm really someone, I don't like wasting time with men. I find it so annoying. And like, can I just know if you like me or not? Or are we just going to be friends? Like, I need to know, you know? So I just want to ask, like, what do you think I need to do to, like, be more self-assured? Because I heard Tony Twin say that it's not about the intensity, it's about the quality. At the same time, it's like, I struggle with that because I'm like, how do I know if you like me? How do I know if I should put more energy into getting to know you or if it's just going to be a friendly thing? I don't mind being friends with guys, but I'm also just really looking for, like, a more romantic thing. So what would you guys recommend that I do or take note of?
Oh, cute.
Very cute. I love that.
Okay. Okay. So I know this is going to sound somehow. No, I know this is going to sound somehow. But here's the thing with, like, being eager for, like, you, when you're eager for a relationship, your tendency is to rush to the bar.
Yeah.
And you're going to put yourself in trouble.
Big trouble.
Just because somebody said hi doesn't mean he's a potential candidate for the love of your life. Like, it doesn't work like that.
It
like,
doesn't.
All you're thinking about
it doesn't.
Is.
And you know, we've been fooled by the movies.
That what happened?
Have you not seen all those me cutes? All of a sudden, it's like what you said now, you just jam somebody in a bar, now you're buying spaghetti. Next thing you know, as the love of your life.
First of all, it was never spaghetti.
Shut up. Your version is not cute.
I don't... Exactly.
Your
that was
version
the point.
Of this Abrano story is not
yeah,
cute
Yeah, it was
at
never
all.
Spaghetti.
I would be in Abrano, like, buying coffee and then meet the love of my life. Not whatever you said.
Mm?
You're talking about buying as in ingredients for
Abrano. Yeah, like Gary or
something. Yeah, no. That's not what's going to happen.
So they can say the real you.
I'm definitely going to be...
No, but I think the truth is that there's this, like, rush of anxiety. And I find it so funny. We've said this thing so many yeah. times. On the one hand, everybody likes to pretend like they don't really care. Companionship is overrated. You know, you need to
on
invest
other hand,
in your friendship.
Really want, people are like, so... You really want
people
to find
really
your
person.
You really want love. You
exact,
really want romance.
Exactly.
Want
and that's fine. But the truth is that you have to also... There's the other side, sorry, which is the fact that when a lot of times when you're asking this question is... A bit of disappointment that somebody you liked is not giving the same
yeah.
signals. You're never asking
it's
this question.
Most, it's actually not even disappointment. It's actually an ego trip.
Yeah, you're never asking this question because somebody you don't like also doesn't
is
like
it you.
Because
I feel like when you go on dates, people you don't like. Actually, no, let me not lie. If I want to be, look, listen, why do we come here? Let's keep it a book.
Mm-hmm.
I actually find it irritating if someone I don't like, if someone, let me tell you, I want to be completely honest mm-hmm. here. And I want to say, first of all, it's very somehow what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But like, we all know it's the fact.
Okay.
I find it irritating where someone who I thought liked me, even if I did not like them, turns out to actually not like me that much.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm very okay. I'm very okay. I'm very okay because there are people that you feel like, okay, but why don't you like me?
Because I don't like you either.
Let me tell you, there are people that you just feel like, but you like me. I know. And then all of a sudden, like you say, oh, like not even, so you don't say anything because me, I believe that if I yarn you that as in I don't want, that's the time for you to start doing a no means a signal. Mba, I beg, please. please, this is not a game.
Fair.
If we don't, but before, like you said, oh, I don't want to do this. There's some people that you just feel like, ah, but you came on to me. And then when you get there, you're now realizing that actually this vibe of this thing is not that deep. You're feeling it so. And I want to be like, okay, I'm not feeling you, but you, why?
Became easy crack.
What could be your point?
Is it crack?
Look at me.
I'm seeing you very clearly.
Woo me. This is very. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like, okay, then
we're so different. I just because feel
like, what are you trying to prove?
We're so different because I actually genuinely.
Oh my God, I think everybody likes me. I live it's in crazy. Hope
that you don't like
me. No, I honestly assume. And then I'm always like, not even shocked, but like, but why? No. Okay, yeah, me.
Okay, no, I'm the opposite. I just don't want you to. I don't want, you know, I just, because I used to have a very weird, not, and I used to feel like if someone liked you, you owed them have kindness.
To, yeah, I used to feel like that.
In, yeah, it's like, I would feel ago. Bad doing stuff like, oh, you know, he likes you. Like, I used to feel really like anxious about the fact that, because I didn't want to be somebody, I didn't want to treat someone badly. And sometimes it's not treating you badly, it's just that I don't care about you.
I've honestly asked someone this, like, we went to the dinner and then we left and I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. He didn't say anything. He now called me the next day, like, oh, you know, did blah, blah. It was great to see, blah. And then we were just thinking for like 10 minutes. That's all. Well, I just said, don't lie, you're not feeling this thing. But he said,
So why did he call you?
He said that he just felt like...
Is this what he's supposed to do?
No, he just felt like, maybe like we should just do it again. Like something is not... Because for all intents and purposes, honestly, we should have clicked. Before we got to the dinner, in my mind...
You were going to click?
We were going... Forget even that we were going to click. He very much liked me.
Fake me, please.
Yes!
Fake me, please. No,
Jola, because until he asked me to the dinner, every interaction, I'm like, you're constantly... You've been flirting with me for like 5 years. We now got there. I said, this thing is boring. God, I beg.
Yeah, but even, okay, I see what you mean. So, but even if it was boring for you.
So, it was boring for me, but I just thought because of how much he's been moving to me. But I was engaging it that this guy is bored. Only for him to call me. I said, no, like, this you are thinking. He said, but I have been thinking about it. What really? That worry.
Fake me did not live up to his imagination.
What really happened?
You did not live up to it. You know, yeah, I graduate.
I said, and I'm funny.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
It's not like the thing is that obviously it didn't click for me either. But I'm so concerned.
That's why it didn't click for
exactly,
him.
Exactly, because you know, I was like, you've been moving to me for years, and he was just like, I just thought we'd have like we'd get along better, and I was like, guy, it was bad. Ooh.
But you know what I think she should do? Yeah. I think you should have a range of like personas. And by persona, like the normal personality, there's Jola on 10, there's Jola on 5, well, for there's the Jola guy on thing. 1. No, like meeting people.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. There's Jola on 10, 5, and 1. So generally, with dates, until I like you, you don't really get to see me on 10.
Okay.
On average, like if someone is like, oh my God, Jola, you should meet this person. Yeah, go out to
you're
meet.
Coming on a
I meet on a lower level because it also helps like manage expectations, particularly when like what you want is like when you want love. If you go in on 10,
you don't get it back.
You get worked up.
You get so worked up. Because you feel like you put your best foot forward.
Oh, even the medium foot.
Yeah. I have a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, you should go into it as like a thing of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
See, trust me, if it's dating, I've done it. Look, my friends always laugh at me. There was a year that like every not two business, I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean. All the time, I was on a date. There is no kind of date in this Lagos. As in, I've done picnic inside Eco Atlantic before they opened it to the public. Serious? I swear to God, when they were doing construction, I swear to God, they almost chased us out. So I've done all. The point is, I think unless you approach it with like a thing of, I'm enjoying this, like I'm meeting new people and I'm enjoying the process. You are going to, it's just like just say, you're going to rush to the point. It's going to irritate you all the time because what you're doing is you're meeting people and then you're taking them through like an imaginary checklist.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying, okay, this one can click. Let me like him. Let me see if he likes me. Let me see if it can go. Whereas it's not like that. And for me, actually, this is an important thing. For me, if it's not there, like in our first few interactions, then it's not there. I have never, ever grown to like somebody.
Same.
I've never grown to like somebody. Mm-hmm. It has never happened.
Same.
And I have friends who they have fully grown to like people. Like, over time, spending more time with the person, they end up liking them more and more and more. I've seen it happen all the time.
Do you know why I'm a bad person?
Why?
Because I think, when you just said this thing, I'm thinking of the fight and the breakup. You that was even managing you.
And that's 100% what I'll say. And I think it's because of my bad character that I cannot grow to like a person.
It's not that. It's just I've never given it enough of a chance. Because by the time we get to like this...
Once I realize there's no vibe, I'm always just like, okay. So that's the end of that. Congrats to us.
But you know that people are very insulting. Because I remember saying this to someone that I just didn't like. And you know who this person is. Yeah. I said, I was telling another friend entirely. A very different person that I just didn't like. And the person basically said to me, but you're 30. He was like, she was almost so confused. Like, what do you mean?
Because a friend.
It was so crazy because she literally was almost like, I don't grab. You're 30 years old.
I'm actually crying.
A man is giving you attention. And you're here telling me you don't really, you're a fool. She said it with such concern, and I remember thinking, wow, like this thing is really, really bothering her. And we didn't get into it, but I kind of had to be like, are you serious? Like, do you really think that based on she was like, she's not going to lie, like, she gave me a whole speech about how, like, now we're at this age, this is not the time.
You see, I'm dying. I said, because all of our friends,
no, that one is just a fool. See, someone is just a fool.
You guys, I'm so sorry because I can't really give you full context. But one of our friends, we were discussing like different scenarios. Me and I said, oh, this thing did work out with this person. He just looked at me and said, at your age.
And he was thoroughly disgusted.
He was honestly so irritated because he was just like,
he just thought she was being so immature.
He was just like, so this is your reason. And he was just like, no, at your age, you're still saying, oh, it can't work out because of
if you want to annoy him, man.
See, and he's so convinced that he's just like, what are you? He said, do you know how old we are?
And the thing is that he wasn't insulting just us. He was insulting all of us.
He just looked at all of us. He said, do you know how old we are? It can't come easy to us. He said it cannot come easy to us. So all these things you're expecting, everything just looks good. It won't. We've passed it.
No, the way she said it, and she looked at me like, you dummy.
I'm crying because...
But I do think genuinely, like, so generally what Fikemi and I are trying to say is you have to approach these things with... You have to temper your expectations. You do. There's nothing worse than like having, particularly for women, we're primed for love really, really early.
Yeah.
Like we're primed for the idea that love is waiting for you just around the corner. You're just going to meet him and it's just, you can't do that to yourself because you're just going to constantly be disappointed. You can't
make every date be about, is this the love of my life? It's such a heavy bar. The aim of the date is, did I have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Finish. Do I want to see this person again?
Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah.
If you carry into like one or two dates or one or two conversations, is this the love of my life? Yeah. You're gonna get crazy very quickly. And it's gonna see things that should not irritate you because it's so early are going to be so irritating. Will say, oh, you know, oh, they want to reschedule or something, they're busy, and you're like, this is not a serious person.
And it's
just like, yeah, but he's not your husband. He's actually not your husband. He doesn't owe you.
Yeah.
So I think you need to go into it. I don't have a lot of patience either, but honestly, I don't take it that seriously. Yeah. Like things like, oh, you know, the first day, whatever. The whole point of dating is to figure out what works. So I'm never mad if I meet someone and then it turns out very early on that this is not the person. Thank you for saving me like a bunch of time.
And figuring out when to increase your when to make efforts.
Yeah.
For me, it's all about like reciprocation. So if the person, as you are both, you reciprocate. I believe in like bouncing back or mirroring behavior, Do you understand? Like you, it's not your job to convince anyone to enjoy dating.
Yeah.
It's not your job to convince anyone to enjoy
and
being
you can
with
see
you
there's an energy of people who like you. Yeah. And I don't even mean just romantically. There's an energy of people who like you in life. And if you're not getting
but it depends. You might not know. Do you know that this happened to me?
Any man that I don't know he likes me is not a man.
No. It's not that you don't know. It's that it's that you might be a fool. No, let me explain what happened. I'll expand. So this is the thing. Like, you know, I told you that the easiest way to get to me is being quite friendly, because I don't trust very heavy, like, so I've also, because I've been in, and I choose to erase this from my memory, but it's possible that I've thought somebody liked me before and I said something and he was so confused that I wanted to die. No, you understand? I wanted the ground to open and to be swallowed. Look,
there's actually nothing more humbling than realizing somebody
It's because if I'd realized, it would be better. The thing is, I said something and he had to be like, guys, this is not what that... Are you guys... I wanted the ground to open and... What I tell you, like, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my best friends. I didn't tell anybody because I was so ashamed. Like, what did I think was happening? So since then, since that hot shame, I genuinely just have felt like it was a very nice awakening to the fact that for somebody to like you doesn't have to... I don't trust hot and heavy.
Yeah.
But then I also just don't make assumptions because somebody's being friendly. Yeah. And I remember... I didn't realize, like, we had basically been going out on dates. I thought we were hanging out. Because it felt like very, like, low pressure. So I can't remember what the thing was. And it was like, oh, he was trying to, like, oh, we should do...
something.
Like, I have something to do. But then, actually, no, maybe we should do it. So maybe the plan was for Saturday. Like, oh, actually, maybe we should do it on Sunday. And I said, okay, but because we could just get lunch. And he was like, no, I want to spend the whole day with you. Do you know that was when it clicked? Like, I was like, okay. I said,
Jola, please.
Could it be?
At your age, why the hell are you playing that?
No, I wasn't playing that. Because Did you know, I can't explain to you, my body became hot.
Because you now realize that, oh, you've been dating this fellow.
I mean the other one.
Okay.
You weren't there that day. If you can't be, you should have seen. I think I turned red. Like, he actually was like, are you okay? Because I was so embarrassed. Because in my mind, I was like, wow, this boy really likes me.
Yeah.
And I really like him. And I just enjoy how we're falling in love in such a friendly way. Ashe.
Yeah, the only one.
That fall I was falling was a solo fall. Of which I quickly stood up. And I fucked it up so bad. Like, I'm sorry, something. I was so embarrassed that even the friendship became so awkward.
Yeah, it has to be.
He would not be like, like, nothing is fine. Everything is close. I do not know how to behave. I was, oh no. Honestly, since that day, I was just like, no. So honestly, don't put that pressure on yourself.
See, my good sis, I don't think it's going to work if you like, you can't, they can't be the one. It happens like that sometimes. Sometimes you very quickly, you know, but I think, in your first interaction, you should just be looking for, are you interested in seeing this person again? Or did you have a good time? I optimized for, did I have a good time?
Yeah.
And if I didn't have a good time, I don't give a shit about whatever the scenario is.
Fair. Fair.
You know, so I just think that's the only way to approach it. And it's fine for you to like want to meet someone and for you to want it to click and be serious. But yeah, the other thing is, not having a lot of patience with men is fine. I'm not going to tell you not to do that. Personally, I think it's great. I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you have to understand the downside of it is that people are going... Like, you're going to shut people down very quickly. You're going to shut people down very, very quickly. And so, that's just what you have to accept. Mm-hmm. So, if you're fine with that, then cool. But if not, then, you know, I don't know. If you're the type of person that can grow to like someone, you might want to
keep talking
to someone. Like me now, again, at my age... I've realized that's not going to be the case. Mm. So me, I'm already down for... I already know that.
You're big on chemistry from the jump.
I'm big on chemistry from the jump. If there's no chemistry from the jump, there's not going to be chemistry.
All I'll tell you is, learn from me, please. Let the chemistry be both sided. There's not going to be chemistry
at any later date. So please don't, you know... So for that's it for me. I mean, there's nothing I love more than turning people into bosom friends.
No, can't do that. Buddy,
my next statement is always, see, let's just keep it. Let's be friends. And we'll have a great time. So... That would have to say to you.
Second one. Hi, FK and Jules. You're the best girls. And I hope this economy isn't hitting you too hard. Your hope is in vain. I'm planning my wedding to my boyfriend, who's the absolute best guy. Congrats to you at your age. The problem is that his little sister said she wants to do the cake and small chops. Guys, I've eaten some of her stuff and it's like 5/10. My boyfriend has told me that he's comfortable with me saying no. But my mom is advising me to just indulge her to make her happy. I know that my boyfriend is proud of his sister and would low-key like if I said yes. But I beg, is it my fault if she's mid? I feel bad because I know that if roles were reversed, my boyfriend would absolutely let it as he's super kind and indulges me. But Omo, my wedding cake matters to me. What do you think I should do?
You already know what I think you should do. Better hire somebody who can make small chops and cake and tell, let her do flower girl. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Let her do flower. Listen, see, I'm so sorry. This is just one. It's not about you. It's actually not about you. Mm-hmm. The sister, not about her.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's not about her. The wedding is not about her.
So there's
the man and mine has said he doesn't mind.
Good. I'm of two minds.
Wow, I'm on one mind.
I'm of two minds. So my second mind is not, you know, I know you think this is like me being a good person.
Okay, go ahead.
I think this might be a great time to show teach her a lesson. This is high level customer feedback.
It is.
Because do you know, and what's worse than hearing from one person your shit isn't good? Seeing as many people saying, who made these more chops? Ha!
But let me tell you the problem. See, the Yoruba in me cannot take.
No, for sure. I understand 1,000,000%.
I can't take. I'm allow, a bad character.
I can allow shit. Just one thing. I can allow nonsense decor.
I can.
I can allow. There's some things that just like.
There's some things that like. When you in see an food event, and you music. See food.
Oh.
I think that it will be a travesty if the food is bad. At an event that I'm having. I just think it's crazy. Exactly. I honestly think it's mad.
Also, small chop sets the mood. Cake rounds it up.
It does. So you're going to just so like... many good people make... is a cake? Since the cake that I've been making since morning. Cake.
I think you should...
tell her you're not going with her and you have your favorite cake maker who's doing the cake.
You should sit her down and hold her hands.
Eh?
And say...
Please don't touch her hand though.
My dream has always been to have my sisters... with me.
Oh my God. I love it.
My dream has...
I love it.
And you know I don't have a sister.
What's the share of the sister?
Let her die. You are the one I love. Forget about my sister, a useless and stupid girl. I want you in this process.
I do.
I want you to follow me.
This is now the time that...
I need you by my side.
God bless you. If everybody is wearing dark blush, you give her light blue. Let her do...
Blue?
Let her do family.
She's going to be in cerulean.
I'm telling you. As a sister to the bride.
As a sister special to the bride.
What are you talking about?
In fact,
I don't even... This
on
is
the stage,
Lamba.
She's sitting down behind
I don't
us.
Even want you to be working at all or concerned about the wedding.
Smelling of
this
oil.
This is your
no.
wedding too. No. I don't even like that idea at all. Please. No.
You said your staff will handle it. No.
No. I don't. Like, if you were going to do it, I would want you to really handle it. And you have to be with me.
Throughout.
So sorry. The day before, I love it.
Even where they're supposed to be prepping, you're going to be
you're
with
going
me,
to be
going
with
to
me
my
when
hair,
I'm changing.
My nails, everything.
Just, that's what you should
yeah,
focus
that's
on.
That's just what's what.
That's
doing.
Just what you should focus on. Like, you know, I have my bridesmaids, but they're not family.
They're not family.
They're not family.
They're not like you.
They're actually not family.
To me.
So that's it.
At this age.
They're not family. So I think you can go for it. But it's so funny because, like, when you read it out, I just thought, there's even no concern in my mind about.
But like this is not the question she asked. We've already answered her question. I really do. I really think if you feel so strongly about it,
I think if you even look at your. So for me, this is the thing is not about the sister. Mm-hmm. Like not, it's not about being cruel to her. It's about the fact that this is your wedding.
It's what you want.
Hopefully, you're gonna have the one, and it's what you want. And like that's for me. When it comes to things like weddings, I'm always on the side of. It's you people's wedding and whatever you want, like that is within reason, is what you should have.
Yeah, what you should do.
So, it's quite a major thing for your small chops to be terrible. I'm sorry to say. Me, like again, I always think of things, I've sat down in people's events, like what is this rubbish that we're eating now? For goodness sake. And Koda, people don't wish you well when the food is bad. Do you know? Do you know that the chances of your marriage succeeding when food is bad
are
very low because people...
Some of our aunties saying stuff like, and I bought a shoebi.
I'm telling you, people just feel highly irritated when the food is bad.
I think, but then, sorry, I was going to say, before we like round this up, do you think you would be able to, let's say your in-law does something, but they're not great at it. And they really like, would you tell your in-law that they're mad at something?
So because I'm not married to the boy yet, I wouldn't tell her that she's mad. I would more say there's somebody else who I really
want.
No.
I mean like forget the wedding.
Actually yarn
so,
them.
So now you've even married.
Okay.
And it's just... Because I'm trying to figure out like maybe she's like, oh, you know, she wants to get, because obviously, like, to me, it's not just that she's doing it out of the kindness of her heart. It's a wedding.
It's she's a hoping wedding. That she's hoping that something will come out of it.
Like more customers and stuff. Because that's obviously happened many times. I've gone to weddings and be like, who is the caterer for this
person
thing?
Doing this?
I want to find out about them. So would you like, because obviously with your sibling, is this rubbish that you're doing? Is this cake or bones? Like very quickly, I'll let you know. But like with an in-law, would you?
I think it now depends on the type of relationship we have. The type of relationship I assume I would have with my husband's sister is one of, come, oh, is it cake that you're doing? Sis, let's go and let make up because I pity you.
No, I think I generally would be able to say, I don't know, I don't really like, let me not lie to you, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Too. I think I would hope that.
I would say it's in a thing of, look, I think if you want to be like,
if you want to move business, up,
you're going to have to, it's going to have to get better. And that's true.
Yeah.
So, and.
But what if you guys are not friendly and she keeps wondering why you don't like it? I'll tell her brother.
Yeah, so I'm not going to learn anything.
No, my husband will surely know I don't like this thing. So I'll say, see, but you know that we're not friends now. So stop acting like my sister wants to know. You tell her.
Yeah.
Tell her. Let her deal with it. Tell her. Yeah. Don't make me the bad person.
If we don't have like a friendly relationship, I won't say anything. Let him go and tell her.
I'll wait till we fight.
She knows that I don't like it.
I'll say we just stomp off. Then my mom will come and start shouting. I'm like, "Man, share. Why do you behave like this?" I'm saying, "It's late already. It's already late.
It's already married. Married, my dear. Forget."
I say, and even mommy knows. That's why she's always fasting when you bring food to the house.
Screaming. Okay.
But yeah, I think you should do what you want.
Yeah, 100%. I think you should do what you want.
Okay, so we've now been joined by a fabulous guest.
We have The Bounce is on TV.
Yes, we are. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Pleasure to be here. My first podcast.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
happy to be a first podcast.
I'm Dr. Busola Tejimola. I oversee the content for MultiChoice West Africa.
Because you're a big babe.
Basically, more or less. What she was saying is in a nutshell,
I'm a big babe.
Like, you see me, but you don't know me.
welcome. Thank you for coming. So before we get into our discussion, you're going to help us with some dilemmas. Yes,
just a quick one. Yeah. Just a quick one. Okay. This person's, well, she actually put her name, so I'm going to just not say it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she realized she was meant to put like a nickname. Anyway, all caps, we have a serious issue on our hands. Very serious. And then she says, I have a friend that gay keeps. One day we were looking for summer jobs on her phone and we saw a job on Indeed for a high-end fashion store. And I said, oh, please send this to me. And she said, no, go and check on your phone. I thought it was a joke, but really and truly, she didn't send it to me. And honestly, I'm a bit scared of her now. What do I do? My other friends have told me to cut her off, but I like her. I can't lie.
That's weird behavior.
It's giving witchcraft.
Well, I mean, first of all, yes, you should be scared. But I think with people like that, friend, you two share now.
As in Jugia, like, what's the big deal? Also, it's not even as if there's money on the
area.
Yeah.
And, you know, she might not even get the opportunity.
No, but none of them, I guess, is.
Yes. It's just a weird thing, I
also,
guess.
It's funny because it's not like it's her opportunity. It's online.
Yeah. She just said, oh, send me this.
Like, anyone can literally apply.
But I think she's thinking one less competitor. Also, you can take pride in the fact that she knows she can't compete with
but
you.
But why would I do one less competitor with my friend?
No, because she knows she can't
Whereas
compete with
you. Whereas my approach would be, okay, Shabi, if you get the job, we'll shed money.
Fair enough.
Maybe she did feel she would have an advantage.
Yeah.
All I have to say, if people tell you, show you who they are the first time.
Believe them.
Honestly, I'm with the rest of your friends. So I can't lie. Do you know, when people are like, wicked for no reason over small things. Mm-hmm. I'm always very concerned because I'm like, do you know what doesn't matter? This job link.
Yeah. It's just
weird. Literally, neither of you have applied. It's so crazy.
Yes. But you know what? Let's be fair. Yeah. There's always two sides, right? So we've heard this person's point of view. We don't know what the true story is.
Yeah.
So based on what this person has said, I mean, yeah, you should be giving your friend side eye.
Yes,
I think so. Big side eye.
Don't return the favor. because if you also get something, then share with your friend. But
no, we'll share with
to that friend, I mean, do better.
Okay,
we keep saying women lifting that's women. For me, no, like, no, do better.
There's some things that are just like blinking red flags. Mm-hmm. And this is just, it's just like,
it's weird.
Why? What is going on? Why won't you share it? She made fun of us getting that one of us are going to congratulations to us.
So they're not friends.
No, they're definitely not.
She's saying, my friend, they're not friends.
Yeah, fair enough. Up next, we have someone that calls themselves FK's vendor, who says, I have a best friend. We used to talk a lot before. Her dreams, her plans, her thoughts, even her gossip. Now, all she wants to do is talk about men. And guess what? She doesn't even have a man. It's me that has a man. And I rarely speak about him. How do I tell her she's delusional when it comes to men? And I miss her own thoughts. Not all this talking about the male species. Mind you, we were enemies to best friends type of thing. Oh. Okay, and you want to tell your former enemy that you're delusional.
Enemies, enemies on tour. Kilo, what is going enemies on?
No, like, so they didn't like each other before. Then they became friends. Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
as I talking.
What's killing me is that she doesn't even have a man. I just...
But that is what her pain point is. That was keeping
that's,
her up at
that's
night.
That's exactly what she's... What I'm saying
so
is,
that's why she's
oh,
talking
that's why
about
she's
it a
talking
lot.
About the
exactly. Exactly. Well, imagine you thinking you're pouring your heart out to your friend and the friend is just looking at me, yeah.
And rolling her eyes.
A delusional mumu. A podcast about you. How do I tell this babe she's a big fool?
Okay. Whoever you are, I'm sure you know. From this story...
You've guessed, I mean,
you
that's
kind
of.
You know when you tell things. Someone like things and like their facial expression is not, maybe the first couple of times you shared, she's like, oh, I sympathize with you. Now she's just like, he loaded in now.
So you can be just like, I sympathize with you.
I sympathize with you about the men. So,
or lack,
so, you
know, or lack thereof.
The, so sorry about the
but
men.
But
she what
also,
we do?
Every single conversation, is every single conversation.
But there's people like that. Do you know people
like
that?
They don't deviate from
there
that.
There are people like
topic.
That, as in, I don't even know them personally and they're always talking about men. Yeah. Like my limited interaction with them on Instagram where I see if they don't find a way to talk about men.
Yeah.
I know people who don't talk about men like as in talking about them as a species. They say species. They talk about men like as a group. Mm. Like as a dynamic.
Mm.
And I'm just like, honestly, you have to get over it.
I think... No, but genuinely, I think when your friend is insecure about something, unhappy about something, do anything, she probably doesn't realize she talks about men
she
as
doesn't.
Much as
she's probably
does.
Just doing yeah. it all the time.
But it's something that she wants and she feels a certain way about. Now, what's odd is you feeling like what she wants is unattainable for her and like she's delusional.
So that's somehow... No, I don't know if that's the thing. I think it might be it the is. Thing she's saying
so you can't mean, let me explain
about
to you.
Men that
do you know
are
something?
Delusional.
No, you know,
her friend is delusional.
But she thinks her friend... So for she instance, like she said her expectation, like she thinks she's delusional about
okay,
men.
Okay, fair enough.
So for instance, it's like you saying, oh, like, you only want to date someone that is like this. And your friend is just thinking,
okay,
not, that is in, not that this man doesn't exist, but hon,
not for you.
For who? For you?
Unfortunately, she doesn't have the kind of friends I have because she'll just say, okay, now, yeah. No problem. They
we'll
go.
See.
When you get there.
No, like, just, we have a group. We have, even if in our group of friends, there's one person in particular.
That's always
that,
just like,
not, everybody
I
will let
I,
it
if
go.
I say this thing, he'll just be like, I pity you. It's like, you know, I pity you.
One thing I can't let go of is they were enemies and they became friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a bit
so
of
so she has to tread carefully because she's like,
yes, I'm seeing
so,
a bit of it.
Thank you. I'm seeing a bit of that. This is why I did not like
yes.
you before.
No, also, yeah. she said, and I'm the one that has a man.
Only. Nonsense. You know, people are so foolish. They're bad minded. That's why I'm sure she didn't share this with any of her other friends because this is where her bad characters come out. But you know, to be honest, Sha, it is exhausting to be with babes that are always talking about men.
Mm.
In the sense that, like, everything you do, everywhere you are, is always about guys, guys, guys. Sometimes yeah. it can be like I've had friends who have had those phases, and I'm just like,
oh,
can we just as in
then tell
hey,
your friend? Has
yeah,
she
no,
told
me, I
this person?
I'm just like, hey,
maybe
yeah.
she hasn't even told this person.
But
this
I feel like let's cut out the delusional yeah. part. Let's just remove
let
that part.
Let's remove that one.
But you should say that that we started talking about men
a lot.
So
yeah. That was really going on.
Alpha,
and that's the way to approach it.
Yeah,
that, like,
that it feels
what,
like every time
on?
We get together and we're gisting, like you don't really tell me about. Because she said she misses hearing about like
just gist.
Her own thoughts, her own life, her own plans. But now it feels like we always round like. Somehow we end up talking about men, and
yeah.
I don't know, girl.
Yeah,
and I feel sorry for her friend
yeah.
because that obviously is a pain point
pain
for her.
Point, like
something
you said, yeah.
I mean, if someone talks about the same thing every single time, then it's a problem. It's something that is a burden for
it's
them.
It's top of mind.
Right?
It's
and if she's
mind.
Expecting that she's unburdening on her friend or she's telling her friend, expressing herself or sharing her feelings with her friends. I guess her friend should tell her that it's becoming obsessive.
Also, it's easy for you to talk now.
Yeah, you really have a man, stupid girl. That's the part that is irritating to me. If you have a man,
this reminds me of like, I'll never forget this thing happened to me. I'll never forget when in primary school. And you know how turning 10 is such a big deal because now you have two numbers, like a double digits person. I'll never forget my stupid friend when I was in primary school. She said, you know, I'm 10 now. So just like, what the hell are you talking about? All of us are going to turn. I remember I was so, you know, like when you're a child, everything is so helpful. I was like, all of us are going to turn 10. All of us are going to. I was so offended because I think it was like a child. I think wanted to play a game, something that was now child, something that was now childish. She was like, I'm 10 years old.
You know, this conversation can either go really well, where like she opens up to her, says, "Oh, hey, can become really foolish that is this man that you're saying you have a man instead of it to join me to be that's... talking about men with this your useless boyfriend, and you're telling me." So listen, honestly,
and God forbid,
especially because of your
God
past,
forbid she has just on this.
Thank you. Especially because of your pastor's enemies.
Yes.
If I were you, she would have noted one or two things down. Yeah. So I would tread it very carefully. But if it's me, I'll actually have an issue talking about men, but like,
but it just
because everyone talks
like,
about like whatever is going on in their life. But if it's the, as in, usually it's that we're having a whole conversation and men will come up.
Mm.
Not that the whole conversation. So I think you should be delicate about it, but please let me know how it goes. I think it's going to be funny. Because if your relationship is dumb, I really pity you. Especially if you go in with, I have a man. You don't be like,
somebody should leave that part out.
Yes. As somebody who has a man, I just want to advise you.
Okay.
Because if your relationship is dumb, my next question is, okay, is it this man that, no problem.
Yeah, okay, so Dr. Busola, something exciting is happening very soon.
Yes.
Tell us.
We don't know.
I mean, we've heard, Shabba, but we're about to tell the people.
The biggest night in TV, film and TV, is just around the corner on the 11th of May.
Yeah.
It's the African Magic Viewers Choice Awards, the AMVCAs, as many know it. We've called for entries. We are currently in the voting stage.
Okay.
So we have a few categories that are still being voted for by the public.
Yeah.
That will close on the 28th of April. But then the other categories that are non-voting are currently being judged by the panel. So it's a quite a diverse panel of experienced filmmakers across the continent that have painstakingly looked through every single title, every single nomination. And I'm quite excited to see who the winners of the night will be.
Mm. Same. So this is this is the 10th year of the AMVCAs.
This is the 10th edition.
10th edition of the AMVCAs. And I do think something that's very interesting to me is because, as you guys know, I'm a thespian.
I knew this was going to come. Do you know, I was just waiting.
Just for those who don't know.
For her to start saying these are industry ones.
I am
a
thespian.
For those who don't know. Drum rolls for our executive producer. Okay.
Thank you.
Of the drama series.
Thank you.
Pando's Best.
God bless everybody involved.
It was an amazing series, by the way. Well done. It was, the casts, the casting, the story.
You know,
it was actually really nice.
A prophet. You can't do like all these guest pastors that just, when they announce to them, they don't do
it. The problem is I'm so excited, but I can't even code. I can never code. You heard it from the head of content. It's not me that said it.
You know, I saw something your dad did. I thought that was the cutest.
This is about me. Please forget about that guy. It's about me right now. I'm talking about the EP right now. Forget about that guy. Forget about him. No, honestly, I do think that it's really exciting where Nollywood has gone. Because we talk a lot about like Afrobeat and music because their strides have like been so almost
big,
like astronomical, and very big. But for Nollywood, like, it's taking time to get here. And it's a very different ball game. Like, it's very collaborative. Yeah. There are a lot of different elements. Like, you know, again, I was also an artist.
And because you're in the background, you know what's going on. Behind the scenes.
I used to be an artist. So, behind the scenes. I've recorded one or two songs before. That one, I just had in my room somewhere.
I just
somewhere.
Want to let you know that what she's saying, she was an artist. That year, Jola did like 4 tracks on SoundCloud. She joined them in all this challenge. There's one year that Usha did one challenge. She did it. So that's what
No, but honestly, like making music is a very different endeavor than creating TV or making a film or, you know, a series. It's very, very different. And what's happened creating here, creating on the continent, is again a very, very different ball game. So any room to like celebrate
is
what
is
people
important.
Are able to do is really, really important.
Also, I mean, again, I consider myself like an armchair critic There's nothing I actually love more than being in my house and seeing the lighting of this film. Rubbish. Nonsense. I mean, look at terrible acting. Oh, she said the writing is so good. You know when people start saying rubbish like that? We all watch a series, we all enjoyed it too. It reached your turn.
Sound like
you know,
my dad.
The writing is just top notch. You can tell I was really celebrating. Excuse me, please.
You sound like
please.
My dad. My dad thinks he's like a
bro.
My dad started his career, his career as a judge on television very late. And then he'll be watching something. He'll say to me, you know, I find it so interesting given the time period. I'm like, Pastor Kola, please.
Yeah.
Daddy. Please.
There's actually.
And he said, I used to act in secondary school. I said, okay, that's what you're bringing. That's the idea you're bringing. But I do think that it's really cool that the audience has the option to participate if they want. Like, if something, I guess, made you feel strongly, if you watched, if you're a big Nollywood consumer, if you're a big consumer of African film, of African TV,
you want to like root for your people as well. And I like that people are kind of campaigning for their own, like not the nominees or whatever, like other people like, no, this
film, it's more organic.
Yeah, this film must win, this actor or actress must win, this thing was really good. And like you're seeing the arguments, you know, which is always great banter. But you know,
It's good to just see, to recognize that our audience are very discerning.
Yeah.
And it speaks to what you've said about them saying, oh, the time period and talking about lighting and sound. You'd find a lot of viewers who would go and read up and watch YouTube videos just so that they can critique. It's good. It makes the industry better.
Yeah.
It makes it increases and encourages engagement of whatever title that is put on air, whatever movie.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we put something on air and everyone watched it and they're like, and they move on.
Yeah.
No conversations.
No,
the conversations that make you either like something or
not like it.
And all publicity is publicity.
It is. Because even when there's
even
a bad
publicity,
thing.
Then everyone, people want to go and watch it and form their own opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why you'd find a movie is released in the cinema or somewhere else and everyone's like, don't watch it. Don't watch it. It was a waste of my 2 hours. But then that drives you to actually go and watch it. And you're like, it wasn't actually that bad. Then you get into people who say, actually, well, the first plot wasn't really bad.
Yeah. Well, I like, and this person really tried.
Yeah.
That's my own hobby.
That's my own.
That is
that
my
the
hobby.
Whole film was rubbish. But you know what? This person, they carried everything.
Yeah. And then I start doing rubbish. I start saying that, watch out for.
Yeah.
It's tough.
She's coming up.
She's coming up. Just watch out. I think stuff like that is nice. But also, the feedback matters. So sometimes when you are creating, that's the thing. It's painful, though. As somebody who, it's very painful. You put your effort. But sometimes the audience is just, it's not about them. They don't have to reward your effort.
Yeah.
They have to reward your results. Because if it's like, you don't always get a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Like the truth is that people, you put stuff out and it was like blood and sweat and money and tears. But people also invested their time.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, their money, whether it's a subscription or they went
or
to the cinema. They share. Invested something as well. So that feedback loop is actually really helpful. So sometimes the things that, so I remember when we first started, any small thing, I said, no, let's cut the take, we'll fix it in post. Okay, no problem. And surely that thing you are trying to avoid, you are trying to be lazy, you are trying to cut, the audience will let you know.
Yeah,
I remember something that we made and somebody said, these ones think we are baboons, Abby. We can't see.
Yeah.
No, all that kind of stuff is really important. Or stuff you just don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
And then the audience starts talking about it. They're like, oh, the scoring. You guys, how far now?
Yeah.
Like the sound, make a bit
and
more
and the difference
effort.
Is always really clear. Yeah. Especially when like, when you watch something that is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Certain
elements stand out.
Thank you. Like there's a lot of debate or whatever. But when you watch something that's fantastic, nobody needs to argue with you. You know why. You're like, it's always crazy things. And the things are that you think you don't notice. So I remember someone was talking about talking about the awards and, you know, the categories. And someone was like, there's so many random categories like costume. And I was like, eh? Have you watched a film where you don't know what they're wearing?
Yeah.
I was like, have you ever watched a film where you're like, what are they wearing?
Or the time frame doesn't make sense.
Or like, you watch another film, you're just like, their outfits are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know like who did this. So I'm like, see, it makes a huge difference. I promise you, when you watch something and you're like, the all these people are styled so well.
And that is why certain categories will never be judged by the public.
Okay.
Because they're more technical categories.
Right.
You'd find that there are certain movies that you don't notice the costume because it was really good.
Yeah.
So costuming isn't a problem. Mm. Now, this person that you said, or maybe many viewers see costume as, oh my goodness, the outfits were fire. But that's for an urban story.
Mm.
Costuming is really how the costume design of the story fits into the story that has been told. Why is a character that is supposed to be portraying, I don't know, give me an example.
So I'll give you an
example. A maid or a policeman.
Wearing.
Like, why are they wearing, why is she dressed that way?
Yeah.
It's not even relatable. It's not believable. Mm-hmm. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
So you watch it and immediately you see bad costume and you're like, why?
You know, so I remember one scene in particular from one series. And just since we're talking about things people are voting for, let me not say the name, but it was a scene where this person is like, you know, high-flying businessman type. And it was a scene where something had happened and he was really like down and out. And he was, and all of a sudden he was not wearing suits anymore. He was wearing like clothes that almost look like children's clothes. They're just, you know, when you wear like your favorite house clothes. Mm-hmm. And it was so clear that like these clothes were from that year before he made it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, and everyone was talking about that scene because of the clothes. Yeah. And they were like, it really brought everything in. So honestly, again, she as an expert.
Oh, please.
I noticed the technicality.
Oh, please.
I noticed the technicality of these things that the layman cannot pick up. Mm. So, you know. But I wanted to ask, what categories have you guys decided are going to be judged? And what categories have you left to the public? And also why?
Hmm. The full list is on our website.
Yeah.
At mvcafkamagic.tv. But I think one key change I should call out is the performance categories.
Yeah. Okay.
So the best actor in lead and supporting, up until the 9th edition where public voted categories.
Okay.
But we have moved those now to the judges because, I mean, we've evolved and we, you know, had like a good debate on whether to leave it as judging or not. And we decided that it was time for us to move.
What was the final like decision maker?
Say that again.
Like, what was the final thing that made you decide that actually let's leave it for the judges?
So it was more benchmarking.
Mm, okay.
Looking at how other award bodies operate. I know that ours is a viewer's choice awards.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I mentioned that we know our viewers are discerning and they also should have a say in some of the content that they interact with. But we felt that it was time for us to move the performance categories to technical, to non-voting, because we wanted the judges to take a more critical look technically at the craft. Right. So, yeah, it's been more a popularity.
Yeah. Route, so that's
because if you loved an actor, then you'd root for that actor.
Yeah. And also, if you're going whether against you liked a popular
them,
person.
Whether you liked them in that movie or not. Because you liked that person, then you'd go for the person. Mm-hmm. Right. And we just looked at how even the times are evolving with TikTok, with Instagram, with social media. There's a lot more that you know that the younger generation would be able to do. Right, as opposed to 5 years, 6, 7 years ago, when we still used to vote with SMS.
Yeah.
We don't even vote with SMS anymore. It's all online, right? So we feel that it kind of has secluded a demographic who might not vote anymore or who might not canvass for vote anymore and doesn't make their craft less excellent. Or special or great for the movie. So we decided to then move it to the judges so that the judges can take a more holistic view of the categories that they're judging. So they're judging your cinematography, your best picture, your best cinematography, best picture, best costume, best sound design, and best editing. We thought that any judge viewing those categories should then see how the actor carries the performance for the movie.
Yes. I guess the next question is like, how is the judging panel made up? Because if it's me, I'm not like, okay, no problem. You people say we should not vote. So who is voting now?
Because of the environment that we operate in, we like to keep the judges anonymous.
It's better. Ah, it's better. Because when one votes, I know it was you.
We like to keep the judges anonymous. Yeah. However, I'll speak a bit about the judging process.
Okay.
Because I know there are usually a lot of questions around how. We usually start with your head judge, this year, he judges Femi Odubemi. He's a thespian. He's been in the industry for over 2 decades. He's well-respected. With us and the head judge, we then select the jury.
Yeah.
And the jury will span your actors, your producers, directors, cinematographers, you know, different people that have different skill sets.
Sure.
And are experts in their fields. So it's from Uganda, from South Africa.
Oh, wow.
We just make sure that we have a diverse room of judges. Now, the first judging phase, that's right after the nominations. The first judging phase is the judges that would give us the nominations.
Right.
So they're the ones who would view all the entries.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then whittle them down to the titles of the movies that should be nominated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's then what is released to the public. We don't use the same set of judges for the second phase.
Oh, wow.
Because we want to reduce bias.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you as you've watched, there are things you already like.
Yes.
Yeah. You already think this is the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you've had time after the first judging phase to go out, look at what, hear what people are saying, see the feedback, see the voting, you know, all the noise. That can form some bias when if you come back as the same judge in second.
You might pick this because you wanted to
exactly.
win. Sure.
So we have a totally different set of judges for the second phase, all with Deloitte. So, you know, people ask, oh, so what, did they just check the results at the end? No, they are there
from the beginning.
From the get-go.
Mm.
They have access to our back-end data. They are in the room. So all our judging phases for the judges are physical.
Right.
We don't do
online.
So they're
discussing
somewhere. Everyone is in the room. They're watching. It's really what happens internationally. You sit, you watch, you judge, you score, you hand your scoring to the auditors.
So it's just a voting thing. There's no discussion.
There is no discussion.
Interesting.
Until after the judging phase. Because again, you don't want a judge to vote, to influence another judge. So we follow that process until all the categories are viewed.
Mm-hmm.
If there ever is a tie, and we've had a tie before for one of the big categories, we get all the judges back in the room and then they break the tie.
Battle it out between the tie. Oh, interesting.
Very interesting.
So I wanted to mention something. So in the creative industry here, or just generally, I find that reward systems are very interesting in how what you reward, you create more of.
Yeah.
And the AMVC is, I'm not going to lie, one of my favorite things is waiting for the fashions.
Same. Like, I have to be honest.
I can't lie to you. That's like probably my
favorite.
That's
actually
thing.
Like,
I want to see what people are wearing.
That's when I know that I'm really into critiquing, you know, because there's nothing I love more than seeing the red carpet pictures come out and just be like, oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
I don't really like that.
But more importantly, I do appreciate the fact that there's someone that has taken on the fact that, actually, apart from the fact that we're encouraging people and we're buying their content and we are sort of like green lighting content to be made, we're also going to reward.
Yeah.
Because what
recognize
that means.
Recognize and reward.
Because
not everyone gets rewarded.
Yes, not everybody gets rewarded.
But they get recognized.
But they do get recognized. And I think that it's very important to mention that because it's something I'm noticing with other parts of the industry. So with fashion, of the creative industry, I mean, so with fashion, with music, a lot of your validation comes from the outside.
Yeah.
And it's good to compete on an international basis. And it's good to, you know, to have like your mind on the fact that there's like a bigger picture and the world is going to receive your work. But it's also important to just have someone at home be like, yeah, so these are our people and this is what they've done. And this is what we want to reward. Because then it helps. Because sometimes it's like, what are we striving for?
Mm.
Creators want to create. That is true. And that is good. But the element of competition, of recognition and reward from whom is probably even more important than we give it credit for. So like I said, some of us get carried away. We like the clothes.
Yeah.
We like hearing the speeches. We want to see the people that will carry 50 people on stage with them. There's all that stuff. But it's also just important, you know, to have internal validation.
Yeah.
Because then it also reduces, you know, that there was a time when people used to say stuff like, I'm a filmmaker, I'm not Nollywood. Like,
yeah,
almost like there was shame
like
attached
almost,
to that.
Yeah. You almost didn't want to be, or like, what you almost, not, it's a form of looking down of, in the same way that a lot of like, people, you would look down on things that were made in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, even look at fashion, that is changing.
Yeah.
Where now there's so many Nigerian brands I would rather buy from than
times.
A lot of international brands.
Absolutely.
And I think it's the same thing because there was a time where you would, people would even set their time in the middle of the night to watch an international show. Mm-hmm. NBC is coming up, and after the red carpets, you're just like, anyone they want to do. But that's changing now, especially as the quality of, like, now you're kind of invested because you're like, I know I watched this film now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That this is, I kind of want to see how this plays out for this film, for this actress, for this. I mean, it's only in the last maybe 2 years or 3 years that I've actually gone through the nominee list and be like, okay, fair enough. Like, I'm just like, actually, fair. These were the films or the series or whatever that came out. So I wanted to ask about the show itself. I'm a big awards show person. Mm-hmm. Every year, awards season, well, I watch all the awards. Now, what I've noticed is that Nigerian awards are now trying to, like, step up. Because before, there was a sense of, we're doing the award. Whereas the quality of the award show itself, it was not a viewing thing. You know, you always hear, oh, this million people watched the Oscars or the Golden Globes or whatever. And I always felt like the AMBCAs was important. But then maybe 4 or 5 years ago, the show itself was not being given, like, as much attention as maybe even the award selection, the nominee. So now, how do you see that? Like, how do you see, okay, this is the day of the show, you know, people are going to tune in. How do you see the creation of the actual show itself?
You're late to the party. Because the award show itself has always been measured. Yeah. It's always been, the night itself is produced for TV.
Yeah.
So it's a live broadcast. It broadcasts across the 42 countries. So we take very keen eye in terms of making sure that we're producing it for TV. Mm. So when you see, that's why the red carpet is live. And we'll always be on time.
Yeah.
We start at 4. 7 p.m.,
yeah,
the event has never been 1 second late.
Yeah.
It starts right on time. And that's because of the mindset that of we know that there's a lot
watching.
Of yes, yeah. There's viewership that goes with it. The event center can only take a few thousand people, right? And compared to the millions of people who are sitting at home or online and wanting to watch what's going on, it's actually an area that we take more care of, basically, in terms of making sure that we're producing it for TV and that the experience on TV is great.
It's great, yeah.
This year, it's our 10th anniversary, so we thought
it's going
to
be bigger,
how it looks. So I am excited, you know, as with the ideas that we have, even from the red carpet, be a bit different from the red carpet and then the live show itself.
Yeah.
The timing remains the same. So it's still 4 p.m. for the red carpet, 4 to 6 p.m. live. And then would go live with the main event at 7 p.m. Across all Africa Magic channels. But I'm looking forward to the Met Gala / Oscar / Grammys fashion that we'll see on the red carpet. That would see on the red carpet. You know, 2 years ago, we extended the AMBCs over 8 days. And it was the first one after COVID. And I thought it was important that at the time we showcased the different industries that feed into the AMBCs and not just film.
Yeah.
Right? Because now everyone focuses on the filmmakers and producers. Mm-hmm. But we thought it was important to showcase the fashion, the food, the culture. So we had a day for different industries.
Sure.
Now it feels like those industries are like, thank you, we are coming. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the fashion and really those who are going to win on the night.
Yeah.
Exciting. I do like exciting. That's true.
I think it's going to be there.
Sorry, did you invite us?
Did they invite us? I've been to one AMBCA.
Who invited you?
Invited me. You don't know that I'm an important person. Timber and Calibre.
I don't know.
Very sure Timber.
My character is better than
when I saw the box, I almost thought that I'm at least done lost.
Somebody made
that. I was looking for
FK. And they were like, are you? I didn't listen. Good to see you, but what
are you doing here? Fair enough. I mean, I do think that it's nice. Recognition in any industry
is
always great. And then also because if I'm being honest, like a night out in whatever industry is always fun.
Because you see everyone.
Yeah. So I remember last year, like one of the guys I've worked with a number of times, Sound. He was so excited because it's a big night. And a lot of, there's the glamour of working in film, But a lot of it is drudgery. Yeah. Like being on set, and everybody jokes about this thing. I don't like being on set. It is drudgery. It is long hours. It's a lot of heavy lifting. The all these bright lights that you say, they are sweaty and hot. Like, it's not a lot of fun. Like, any small thing can knock your schedule off. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of very long hours. So, when people get excited, like, don't knock, like, Nollywood people for getting excited about this big night. Because it's a big deal.
Yeah.
All the months of work
they've done.
It comes out 1 hour, 30 minutes. People, I would say, hey, good, hey, rubbish, hey, medium, hey, average. But it's just nice to have like one big night house that is like not a small local thing. Like, it's like, well, let's just give them something, let them take that one and be okay. But that there's a lot of investment, it's shown in multiple countries. You know, they make a big deal out of everything from the fashion to who is wearing what and, you know, who is performing, who is doing. It's actually like nice to see because it doesn't happen often. It's not like there are 1,000,001. It doesn't happen often. And even when it does, it's not giving like a lot of thought. Mm. So congrats to
congrats. You all. The last thing I wanted to ask was about, like, obviously it's African magic. Now, based on Giants of Africa now, Nigerians, you know, primarily at the end of the day. Okay. If your content was better than Ashebi, you would be there. But, you know, to my fellow brothers and sisters, I've seen that it's also expanding in terms of, like, I guess Pan-Africa. But how do you look at that from a kind of judge? Is there, like, intention of making sure it's across, or it's just on a merit of, look, if it's good, it's good. If it's not good, it's not good. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're from, good luck to you. Yeah.
It's on merit.
It's better.
Yeah.
No, but then you know, let me know, like, last year, I was like, like, because I was like, South African, like, what is that? Like, I'd never heard of it as well. So sometimes it's nice to see titles that you would not necessarily have come across.
Because what happens then is it makes your viewers go find those titles and watch them.
Yeah, and then it also introduces you to new actors and actresses. And you start to see it. So, for instance, you see a name and it's just like, oh, so this director went to find, this Nigerian director actually went to look for said person and bring them in or, like, you know, cross-pollinate with the work. So I think it's nice. And also, if you're an Amebo like me and you see that, some of them obviously will fly in and then you start to experience Nigeria through their eyes.
Because you see their
stories. You see their own excitement as well, because Nollywood has gone very far.
Yeah.
So you now see, we enjoy our stars. But you see their own excitement at meeting some of these, like, stars and celebrities, directors, actors, musicians, like, for the first time. And they are happy their work is being recognized. But then it also reminds you that we've gone very far and we've done really well, because you see how other people are reacting to, like, the work that's being done.
Mm-hmm. And we are expecting a Pan-African audience. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of people write us for invitation letters or to just ask what hotels are close by, you know. So they are planning to come.
That's a nice one.
I love that. I love that. It's good. Exciting. Anyway, we'll be watching.
We shall.
I shall be watching, definitely.
You are going to be there.
Ah, it's good.
So, but tell your viewers, where would they be watching?
All African Magic channels.
Thank you very much.
Is where you are going to be time. Watching.
100%. You are listening in class.
I was.
It's across all African Magic channels on the 11th of May.
Yeah.
At red carpet starts at 4 p.m. And then the main event starts at 7 p.m.
Yay.
Yes, we'll be there. And what about people who want to watch online?
Is that an option?
We will be going live on our story, on our Instagram.
Okay, okay.
Yes, handle at some point. Okay. But they might not be able to watch the full event online.
Oh, yay.
But that's tuning into Africa Magic. Don't worry, we'll have one or two small Amebo as well, normal.
If you're in South Africa, Mzansi Magic. If you're in East Africa, it's the Maisha Magic. So every country you are in, if you just watch the local channel in that country, it will be broadcasting.
I like how she acknowledged that our audience is that broad.
Yes, because they're international.
What do you mean?
Maybe you'll see us on screen. I don't know. I feel like I need to find someone that might win so I can follow them on stage.
No, you said it.
No, we'll just follow them.
I want to follow them on stage.
That's the thing. We don't need to say anything.
I'm going to check the nomination again.
We'll just join.
So close to that.
No, we don't.
And you just be wondering, was I part of
it? We'll just join.
I did more house support.
People do it all the time. We just join.
Yes.
We just be clapping, stand up.
And check which of my friends is likely to win. The problem is I don't want to hang on to somebody who's not going to win. So that when they're going up and just shaking everybody, I'll just follow them.
You hold their hand. They grip the hand. When they're shaking people, if you hug me, I just embrace you. We'll start moving.
That's how we'll go. And I'll get there. So, so proud of my friend. Then you can say your, you can say whatever it is you want to see. But that'll be, we'll be there. We'll do our best.
We'll do our best. Don't worry. You will see us.
But thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on your 10th
edition.
And what is that? Better you, more life. Like there's some slangs. I don't even know what it is.
What
way
is
that
better
they,
you,
I don't
more
know,
life?
I'm
like, that one for the
I feel like I've heard me myself. Me myself. I'm not
like
even. Where did you hear
the,
it?
The kids. That's what the kids. That's what the kids are saying, man.
I don't know who you've been
something
hanging
up you,
with.
Better you, more life. I can't even lie.
Well,
sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, welcome. See, if you can see how normal people behave. See how normal. Thank you.
I say you say what?
But also, Busola said thank you. So that's all that matters. All right, guys. As usual, you know what to do. On the 11th of May,
yes.
Across all African Magic channels, we are watching the AMVCAs.
Yeah.
4 p.m.
Also,
red carpet.
Voting is still
yes,
going
voting is still going on until the 28th of April.
On. Yes.
So please go check the list online, vote for your favorites,
yes.
Canvas for votes, talk about it.
I've already checked, I've seen some of my faves, so
yes.
Don't worry. I won't influence you on this
no
podcast,
need.
But you know.
Yes, and then make sure you do the normal things for I Said What I Said. But we will be watching.
We will. And please go and vote, you know, so that when the vote comes out, you will not be one of those saying, oh, how did they win?
How
did they do one thing? They say you should vote. You didn't vote. They, every year,
yeah,
I'm just like, okay,
year.
But they say you should vote. You didn't vote for your fave. Now you are crying.
Yeah. Reminds me of Brexit.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, so many people. I was just like, okay, but why did you start with, I mean, I didn't vote, but this person should have voted. How would they win?
How would they win?
Yeah.
How would they win? And
so,
they're not, you know, they're not at the person.
Yeah. And I'm like, they
I
know they didn't win.
I personally think you should. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I personally think you should have won. If it was up to me, you win. Not that I voted, but honestly, in my heart, you won. Okay, sure.
That is the kind of response. The response you should give is KK.
Yeah, KK. Cool.
Exactly.
Cool.
So please, vote for your faves and vote for the movies and series that you actually really liked.
Thank you, Dr. Busola, for coming.
Thank you so much. This
and
was
as for the rest of you plebeians, we see you next week.
Yeah. Peace out. Better you, more life.
Fuck you, better life.